And even occasional viewers of primetime TV, those who barely watch TV at all, have likely seen the work of one director in particular. That's because Paris Barclay has directed old school favorites like ER and the buzziest of new shows like Glee, plus The West Wing, Lost, CSI, and others. Now he's executive producer for the show In Treatment on HBO, and NPR's Netta Ulaby has this profile.
In a dumpy, dim editing room, Paris Barclay and his editor, Joe Hoback, are intently scrutinizing a scene from In Treatment. They're looking for flaws in a scene where a teenaged boy is showing his therapist pictures on a camera.
Go to the next one.
Yeah. Ew!
So that's this guy on my corner.
What is that shot that's happening when he gets up and just becomes a nothing shot? What is that?
Barclay sprawled on a lumpy brown couch as if he's in therapy. He's figuring out the best shots with his editor, who's sitting in front of a TV and manipulating the editing software.
The shot basically starts here, so...
It starts there?
Well, there's a big pause before he leans in.
This is how you direct a TV show, once everything's in the can. There's a real challenge to making a therapist talking to a client look interesting. The setup's so inherently static, it's kind of a joke on set.
You can say, okay, now everybody get ready. Here comes our action sequence.
Someone's getting up off the couch.
Basically getting up and going out the door becomes the action sequence.
But Paris Barclay actually does direct action sequences in gritty police procedurals.
Grayson, get the hell down. Call for backup now.
And he's orchestrated flashy musical numbers on Glee.
Big wheel keep on turning.
And he's directed a famous West Wing walk and talk.
Porous borders between the U.S. and Canada. That's the governors of Washington.
I'm booked 6 months in advance. I'm famous for doing a lot of episode number twos. After someone has spent like millions on the pilot, I'm the person that they call and say, okay, we're doing the second episode and we only have $2.95. But we want it to look exactly like the $10 to $20 million pilot.
The guy who created Glee, Ryan Murphy, has credited Barclay with helping Glee find its groove. Barclay is known for immersing himself in the visual culture of the shows he directs, the look, rhythm, language, sensibility, to bring out each show at its best.
It's not about saying, oh, this would be so fantastic in Treatment, I'm going to shoot it like Quentin Tarantino would, just to show how incredibly clever I can be.
A lot of people don't understand there's not a lot of continuity in television directing.
You're in and out. It's a pretty thankless task sometimes for directors.
Kurt Sutter created the FX show Sons of Anarchy. It's a critically acclaimed series about a gun-smuggling motorcycle gang.
Got a garage full of AK-47s. Need a place to assemble and store them.
Got a strip club out on 95. Huge basement, private.
Sounds perfect.
Sutter brought in Paris Barclay to direct the third episode.
In my mind, it was the episode where I really had a sense of, okay, this is really the formula that works.
And now he's got Barclay on board as basically a director in residence.
Quite honestly, thematically, there's nobody that understands what it's more to be an outsider or an outlaw, if you will, than a gay black man.
Before Paris Barclay became the first black board member of the Directors Guild, before his Emmys and Peabody Award, he was a kid from a rough Chicago neighborhood. He won a scholarship to an elite Midwestern boarding school.
I was going to be the first black student in this very small, very white school in Indiana, which, by the way, is the home of the KKK. And I thought to myself, I need some backup. So I didn't want to go alone.
So he finagled another scholarship for his brother. In high school, Barclay developed a taste for theater. At Harvard, he wrote for Hasty Pudding shows. When he graduated in 1979, he went from advertising to directing music videos for the likes of LL Cool J. Now, Paris Barclay is one of a very few openly gay black decision makers in Hollywood. He's used to hearing the same line from other industry executives when they see scripts with characters like him.
That's just too much. Is it enough that they're just gay, or is it enough that they're just black, as if, you know, one cross is enough to bear? But if they're gay and black, I just think that's just too overwhelming.
Barclay and his husband have adopted two kids from the Los Angeles foster care system.
There's 35,000 kids in foster care just in this sort of L.A. County region. Many of them are dark-skinned, like myself, and are not being adopted because of that. And that made me furious.
Barclay said their impulse was to adopt as many as possible.
Well, we settled on two. We thought, let's not be too ambitious. And since then, they've changed our lives.
Having kids has made Paris Barclay more interested in developing shows for tweens. He's working on a couple that take on intolerance because, he says, that's the crisis of his kids' generation. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.